It's impossible for us to simply watch anything. Whether our attention is focused on a quantum particle during a laboratory experiment, or anything else for that matter, from the healing of our body to the success of our careers and relationships, we always have expectations and beliefs about what we're watching. Sometimes we're consciously aware of them, but often we're not. It's these inner experiences that become part of what we're focused on. By watching, we actually become part of what we're watching. In the words of Wheeler, that makes us all participators. The reason? When we focus our attention on a given place in a moment of time, we involve our consciousness. And in the vast field of consciousness, it appears that there's no clear boundary that tells us where we stop and the rest of the world begins. When we think of the universe this way, it becomes clear why the ancients believed that everything is connected. As energy, it is. As scientists continue to explore just what it means to be participators, new evidence points to an inescapable conclusion, that we live in an interactive reality where we change the world around us by changing what happens inside of us, our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. This realization leads us to our first code in the spontaneous healing of belief. Belief code number 1 simply states, experiments show that the focus of our attention changes reality itself and suggests that we live in an interactive universe. The implication of this statement is that from the healing of disease and the length of our lives to the success of our careers and relationships, everything that we experience as life is directly linked to what we believe. The bottom line to the implication is simply this: to change our lives and relationships, to heal our bodies, and bring peace to our families and nations requires a simple yet precise shift in the way we use our beliefs. For those who accept what science has led us to believe for the last 300 years, to even consider that our inner experience can affect reality is nothing short of heresy. The very idea blurs the safety zone that has traditionally separated science and spirituality and us from our world. Rather than thinking of ourselves as passive victims in a place where things just happen, for example, for no apparent reason, this consideration now places us squarely in the driver's seat of life. In this position, we find ourselves faced with undeniable evidence confirming that we are the architects of our reality. With this confirmation, we also find that we have the power to make disease obsolete and relegate war to a memory of our past. Suddenly, the key to catapult our greatest dreams into reality is now within our reach. It all comes back to us. Where do we fit in the universe? What is it that we're supposed to be doing in life? What could be more important than answering these questions, understanding what this revolution means to our lives, and discovering what it means to you? In a world where the greatest crises of recorded human history now threaten our future and even our survival, the stakes just couldn't be higher. The false assumptions of science. Although the revolution in the way we think of ourselves began nearly 100 years ago, to average people going about their daily routines, it may have gone unnoticed. The change that it brings to our fast-paced lives of day planners, internet relationships, and reality TV, it's happening on such a subtle level that few people may have even noticed that it's begun. You probably haven't read about it in the morning newspaper, for example. It's unlikely that the question of reality itself has been the hot topic of conversation in your weekly staff meetings or at the office water cooler. That is, unless you're a scientist working to understand the nature of that reality. For these people, the revolution is like a huge earthquake that registers off the scale while it levels some of the most sacred beliefs of science. Its effects are thundering through their laboratories, their classrooms, and textbooks like a never-ending sonic boom. In its wake, it's leaving a wide swath of outdated teachings and the painful reevaluation of long-held beliefs and even entire careers. Although it may seem to be a quiet revolution to some people, the transformation that this reality revolution brings to our lives has erupted with a force unmatched by anything in our past. The reason is because the same discoveries that have sparked the questions have also led